Elizabeth.
Hey, I'm Kylie.
Hola, I'm Dana.
Guten Tag, this is Becca.
What's up? This is Natalie.
And this is episode one in our flight that we call the Howler Owlers. Now, let's start with what we pretty much are. There's five of us, and this is very weird because we were sitting in my bedroom recording, so yeah, just ignore laughing and stuff. But this is our first episode, and we've been planning this for a while now. Well, actually a few weeks, but anyways, we are a podcast, and we call ourselves the Howler Owlers. We are all very different in our own ways, but we're really good friends. Anyone want to say something about the podcast? Okay, do you want to start with ourselves?
Yes.
Okay, I'm Kylie Elizabeth, and I like web design and et cetera, internet technology-related information. Okay, yes, I am a nerd, thank you. I like Harry Potter, I love to read, and I'm sitting here with the idiots I call my best friends, thank you. And now I'm passing it on to Kylie.
Hi everybody, this is Kylie.
There's two of us.
Oh yes, there's two Kylies. She goes by Kylie Elizabeth, I just go by Kylie, but I am a... I love sports. I play soccer, softball, and basketball. Basketball, excuse me. But soccer is my favorite. Here you go.
Hi, this is Dana. I'm sitting here in Kylie's bedroom looking at people. Anyway, I love basketball. Harry Potter's fun to read and watch the movies. Yeah. Yeah, sometimes. Except for when you ramble. But anyway, okay, here's Becca.
Hi, everyone. I'm Becca. I like to act, and I am crazy. And I'm a writer, and I like to make prank phone calls of the people pranking. And, well, I am a gurk. I'm a gurk. I'm a geek. But not as big of a geek as Kylie Elizabeth. Well, anyway, the last thing you need to know about me, I like to play with onions. And this, when I like Harry Potter and Lord of the Rings, I'm a big geek when it comes to that. Okay, well, this is Natalie.
Hello, this is Natalie. I'm very crazy, and I love Harry Potter, and I love to read, and school's fun, but I kind of hate it. My friends are very weird, and...
Especially me.
Especially the people in this room. And we all love Harry Potter, and the show... This show is mainly going to be about Harry Potter, but we're going to have like regular just general episodes where we talk about different things, and you can contact us different ways, and Kylie will talk a little bit more about that now.
Okay, with contacting, we each have our own email address, and mine is KylieElizabeth@HowlerOwler.com, HowlerOwler.com. Kylie's is...
Mine is... XX Kylie, K-Y-L-I-E, XX at HowlerOwler.com. She already explained to you how to spell it.
Okay, by the way, Elizabeth is E-L-I-Z-A-B-E-T-H. I know there's different ways to spell it. Sorry, we're probably confusing you, and Dana wants the microphone really badly.
Mine is Dana Lee, D-A-N-A-L-E-I-G-H. That's L-E-I-G-H, people, not L-E-E, because that's just stupid if you spell it like that. No offense, Davey. Okay, and at HowlerOwler.com, of course. Okay, duh. Here's Becca.
Mine is Becca Renee, B-E-C-A, people, B-E-C-A, not two, one. And then Renee, R-E-N-E-E. My name is messed up, I know. At HowlerOwler.com, Kylie Elizabeth already described that, so let's pass it on, Natalie.
Mine is Natalie Jean, N-A-T-A-L-I-E-J-E-A-N-N-E, at HowlerOwler.com. And Dana and I, you can send in And you can ask for
questions, and we'll give you advice on whatever you asked.
It's called the Fred and George column, and we can give advice, and you can ask us about different things and gossip and a bunch of stuff.
We also have a baby M&M named Fjorge. It's a combination of both of our names because he's a deformed yellow M&M, and we love him very much. Oh, we got him at the Order of the Phoenix premiere
at midnight
on whatever day that was.
July 11th,
2007.
Kylie, you are a nerd.
And
I'm Elizabeth Batman.
And we love him very much. He's still in Natalie's purse, and he will also be giving his input.
Okay, with me, people, it's Becca, by the way. I have the horoscope, so if you want to know your daily livings, talk to me. Here's Kylie.
Me and Kylie Elizabeth are going to have a segment.
Reviews.
Reviews.
We're
going to
review different movies, music, CDs, DVDs, video games.
Products, whatever you want. So you can just send us email and then about something that, yeah, that you liked or you didn't like or anything at all, and then we'll give the reviews on here.
There's another thing. As I'm saying this, I am being, like, given the stare by Dana, but I have to say this because this is pretty much something that's going to come up every episode. I am the chorus nerd in the group. I'm the only one officially in chorus. The other four, I might add, are band geeks, and they are officially in band, but they have, like, but they have
Kylie the nerd. Kylie Elizabeth May.
Okay, yes, I am the nerd. I know the weird statistics and all that crap, but I'm like the geek scientific reasoning person of the group. And now Dana's probably gonna smack me if I don't give her the microphone. So here's the mic.
We love fan mail, people. We want fan mail. Any input, questions, advice about the show, about the podcast, whatever, same difference.
We will gladly answer any of your questions.
We love you people.
Especially put on how sexy our voices are.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, baby.
Okay. Anyways, we need some oh, thanks. Would you like to say that?
No. Microphone hog.
Anyone else want to talk? Okay. Yes, you can. Anyways, these guys, yeah, we're all weird.
Losers.
I don't know, we've been kind of sitting here for like 3 hours now just trying to get ready.
And eating pizza.
Yeah, we ate pizza. And iced tea. We drank iced tea.
And
you didn't eat iced tea.
For some people.
And cherry coke for some of us.
I'm not a loser, thank you very much. Then our hopes were so bashed because the pizza guy was ugly, and he was not hot like the old pizza guy. I love him. Let's have a moment of silence for him, please. Well, life goes on.
He was very hot, and he was very muscly, and he had tattoos on his arms, and oh my goodness.
Sexy!
We wanted to bake cookies on him.
But while we were eating our pizza, we had a disruption on my cell phone. We have some prank callers in the area, and we don't know who they are. If any of you have any information on these people, you can call our hotline, which is our email address.
We have some suspicions.
Very many. But we can't name the names, or else it would be bad.
Besides, we don't want to be losers if we were wrong. So, just look out. Yes, where else?
And they're everywhere no matter what area you live in.
Okay.
Be careful. Call the police. They're out there.
911!
Becca kind of scared our prank callers off. She, like, used this really... She kept asking them if they were from the Outback, if they were French, and she was, like, going on. It was really funny. We were sitting in my kitchen, and, yeah.
And then they asked who she was, and she said that she got bashed on the head a few years ago, and it was and she doesn't know who she is, and it's a very tragic experience. Not true.
No, seriously, she's sitting here, but we're all pretty much insane. But I don't think, does anyone suffer from it, or did we all enjoy it?
We enjoy
Yeah. We don't like suffer from it, so yes, we are insane, but we enjoy every minute of it.
I forgot what I was going to say.
Does anyone want the microphone? I'm sorry.
I thought of another thing about myself. I don't like eggs. I like onions. I already did that. Corey Haim, people.
Not really.
Actually, nobody knows who Corey Haim is because he's from the 80s. Nobody. She is like a fanatic of the 80s and she loves the Beatles and all kinds of freaks. All kinds of people from the 80s that are probably like 49 million years old now and they're probably dead.
Okay, let me thank you. Becca's a big Beatles fan, and she's, like, in love with Paul McCartney. But Corey Haim, Becca describes him as a sexy animal when he was, like, a teenager. When he was a teenager, but then he turned into a drug addict. Yes, I did. My mother torments Becca about that. It was a funny discussion in the car, but Kylie wants it.
Okay, as you all know, we love Harry Potter here. So we're going to... Woo! Give it from Harry Potter! So we're going to do some talk shows later. And even right now we're going to talk some about Harry Potter and how we all love him to death. Yeah. Okay, we don't have to talk to him now, but sometime.
Here's Dana Lee Dana.
Upcoming shows, we like Harry Potter, other stuff that I can't think of at the moment, but anything, but we're going to call our Harry Potter shows Potter Watch. Potter Watch 1, 2, 3, etc., etc., because that's just, like, an awesome name. And if you read the 7th book, then you would know, but if you didn't, you're a dork,
spoiler
so...
Warning.
Yes. Yeah, spoiler warning. Spoiler warning! Woo!
Shush, people, shush. But then again, if you haven't read the book yet, you're not a true fan, so get on the ball.
Well,
people who haven't read it, they aren't true fans. You won't like our show because we mainly talk about things that happen 19 years later and after Harry Potter and in the 7th book, and we make predictions about like people's futures in Harry Potter. Here's Dana.
We don't talk about stupid stuff like the weather, people, okay? So just get over that. If that's what you're looking for, find a different podcast. We're not dorks.
The weather sucks.
Most of us.
Go to the Weather Channel, people. That's what that's for.
By the way, it just got really loud. I'm watching the computer screen. It went really loud. Okay, sorry.
For those of you who are interested in the weather, it is rainy. It's a tad bit rainy outside, and it's cloudy.
There's a storm front moving in the frontier. All of you people from the outback, watch your backs.
We're having a very demento influenced summer here in... the British island of Wales.
I'm Whalish.
We had a nice discussion about nationalities.
Nationalities. Where would we be without them?
We wouldn't be here!
Kylie, do you want to speak?
Yes, Beck, I do. The favorite place in the world is China. Where could we be without Ching Chang Chong Chong Chong? I love China. They're so cool. And the writing. Oh, my God. I love the writing.
Excellent. Yummy in my tummy.
I think me and Kyler are going to have a party because we may get to learn Mandarin Chinese in Gate. So we're kind of... I know. I'm excited. But then Survivor's in China this year.
Is anybody out there? I love Survivor. Kylie loves Survivor. Becca loves Survivor. And Dana loves Survivor. Everybody except for Kylie loves Survivor. We will have future. Oh, everyone here loves Survivor. Oh, I didn't know that. We'll have another discuss. Well, future shows will have Survivor apparently, and just real fast, I want to mention one thing. Does anybody like out there? Does anybody like Big Brother?
Yes!
Woo!
No.
Me and Kylie Elizabeth like Big Brother.
Yes,
and
yes.
And just to put my point of view out there, I like I want Danielle to win because Dick is an egomaniac and he should like die because he's rude. He's he's arrogant. Well, we're gonna take a break now and we'll be back later. We'll be back in like 10 minutes. Okay, see you later.
Well, actually, it won't seem like much because you'll see. It's the technology magic.
Natalie, and
hello.
We're going to talk about our Fred and George advice column.
Okay.
And I'm going to
there are certain rules that you must abide by.
Okay.
Abide.
Okay. Can we ask one favor? Please no
swearing.
Anything, no
anything bad.
Sexual content, no thanks, okay? If you want advice on that, we don't
PG.
Keep it PG, okay? And if you want advice on that, then our listen right now, and our advice is don't do it, okay? You're not married. Don't do it.
Okay? Keep the bat in his cage.
Okay. Now, well, if you want to, you could talk about anything. You just please keep it clean.
Okay. It's it, PG or G. There's okay, so who wants to go next with rules? Oh, just email in for any advice, homework, whatever. Okay,
next.
Organizational skills.
Okay, this is Kylie, Elizabeth, and...
Kylie.
And our section is reviews. We'll review, like, products, different movies.
Yeah, we already explained that, Kylie.
Okay, sorry. Okay, rules. Sorry. No swearing.
Same rules as the Fred and George advice column. Nothing at all that's bad. Keep it all clean.
No, like, bad content. I don't want parental advisory. Keep it PG.
What's parental advisory mean?
You need your parents' permission. You need a parent's permission.
To listen to this?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want parental advisory, really, because this is technically, it's not, it's a, technically, would it be considered a children's podcast? I don't. Preteen podcast.
It's about Harry Potter and stuff like that. And, you know, PG. Or the movie was PG-13, but that's because of the violence. So it's nothing, you know, bad.
Okay, we don't want any... if you send an email that's bad or says something really bad, we're not going to talk about it on the show. We're just going to delete it. We will not email you back. So
we'll forget about it.
Yeah.
Don't call the listeners losers. They
so
only the ones that are bad. Here's Becca.
Okay, with my column, y'all, it's the horoscope thingy. If you want to know about your horoscope, it's already going to be on there, but if you have, like, questions, you can ask me. Sure, yeah. But when you're asking me, don't be like, what's my beeping horoscope? Like, you can't say that because... Come on, guys. PG. I go off sometimes, too, but the world goes on. And besides, if you want to be like, well, I get, you know, on this weekend, I'm not going to answer you. Come on. Keep the bat in its cage.
With the emails, I know here we all like fan mail.
Love
emails. We are, like, we're very into the whole emailing thing, but no swearing, no nothing like that. Sorry. Oh, by the way, no stupid emails, like, asking us when a casting call is going to be for a movie
or
if
something like, my dog's name's Fred.
We can't predict the future, people. And also, you can give fan mail to... Yeah, also, you can give fan mail to any of us, like, just giving us... suggested topics for you know, future episodes or anything like that.
And
here's Becca.
Love you. We'll email you back if you say something nice. We will email you back.
We are true to our word. We will email you.
And oh yeah, don't ask what kind of soap or shampoo we use, because we won't answer.
No,
I like Aussie shampoo and conditioner. This is Natalie.
Do they have an onion flavor?
I said, no, I think, what? I think we, like,
oh, well, we can.
Well, like, we can. Not too personal. Not real. Like, yeah.
Where's your address? Where do you live?
Yeah.
Tell me now.
We will report you to the police if there's anything like, where do you live? Tell me now or I'm going to kill you.
No.
Dana likes 911.
But no, seriously, like, stupid, like, simple questions like what shampoo you use. We'll probably.
I don't know what kind of use. I use
different
kind of time.
Okay. Well, probably. Yeah, if we have time, we'll answer all, like, the questions. But make sure in, like, the subject line, you put if it's, like, a stupid question that you just want to know because you're bored or something.
Okay. I forget. So, Kylie.
You can email us also how you think of it and any suggestions, like, in anything. Yeah, we want to make it better. We want positive critiques.
Make sure you put your name or your first name, first initial, first and last initial, you know, whatever. That way we could be like RN from Rhode Island thinks, or U.S. United States thinks that wants to know if you have a brown eyes or something like.
Oh, and we want people to listen. So tell people, support us.
Tell everyone.
We will probably do this weekly or a lot or it depends on our schedule. So just, you know, bear with us, people.
We will record multiple episodes in one day because with all of our schedules, with all of our sports and everything, we're not going to have time to do one every week at the same time. Becca's kind of employed but unemployed, so just ignore her. No, just kidding. But no, seriously, we're going to like record more than one episode in a day so we can put more than one episode out at a time.
Make sure it's preteen content. We don't want any or like, I mean, you can listen, but we don't want old questions or I mean, younger questions are fine cuz we'll know the answer. Yeah, we don't really want to know.
We aren't like not to be rude, but like we're not going to help with like if you have marriage problems. We're not qualified for that. And
we're not married.
I am to a dog, but that's my life.
That's a whole other episode. The life story of Becca.
And how she's married to a dog.
And a tree.
And a tree. Here's Kylie.
Speak, woman.
Oh, for the advice columns and everything, you know, like I said, the advice could be anything childish, but, you know, keep it good, keep it interesting, clean. We're looking for interest of people, so we want interesting topics and other things like that.
Like, as we said, like, younger listeners are, like, welcomed, but not to be mean or anything, but if you're, like, in, like, second grade, first grade, third grade, like, you might not know what we're talking about, and, like, it, like, we, like, your problems, like, go ask your mommy, okay?
Ask her if you can ask us. That's a good thing.
Little kids, if you want to listen, then you have... If you want to listen or email in, then you can, you have to ask your mom or an older sibling with your parents' permission. You can, email in, but with your parents' permission if you're young, okay? Here's Dana.
Okay, you have to say this on all the things because I think it's illegal if you don't, but you have to have parents' permission before going online to view our website or listen to these things. If you're under the age of 10.
I think 10.
Yeah. Okay. So be good. Listen to your mom.
to give an example of if you're 7, don't go. To give an example, Harry Potter.
So yeah, I'm sorry. I don't swear. Put it that way. Yeah, we will. Okay, we're gonna keep it clean. I think Natalie wants the mic.
Okay. Well, we are going to wrap it up now, and we will be we're going to be making another
our first Potter watch.
We're going to make our first Potter watch. Woo! Like right after this, and you can listen to them both. And here's Dana.
Thank you for listening to our first ever Howler Owler episode. Please keep going to the website.
We love fan mail.
Remember, love it, love it, love it. Here's Kylie Elizabeth.
The website information, we did not get into this. The website was created by Kylie Elizabeth, and everyone will be updating to it. There's contact us, about us, information. Information's a good page to look to because it has our definitions of a lot of different things that you may not know.
Dork!
Sorry, I am a geek. Okay, but the website is www.howlerowler.pixo.com. Let me spell that out because a lot of people probably will have a problem with spelling, I'm guessing. www.howlerowler.pixo.com. That's kind of obvious. But go on, leave us a guest book post, leave us a shout out post, email us. We heart fan mail. We seriously do. We love email. We love input. We want to make this better.
Advice,
gossip, questions, comments, suggestions, concerns. I don't know. We love fan mail. We love talking to you. We want to make this the best ever.
We even love stupid questions like, what shampoo do you love?
No, seriously. I don't think Becca likes those questions.
No, I don't. I get confused.
But we do like the stupid questions. We will try our best to answer all of them. But if our inboxes are pounded with emails, I'm sorry. But we'll try to get back to you as soon as we can.
Only if the clean and good, not stupid people.
Not bad.
Okay. We have been over this many times, everybody. Okay. Well, this is Natalie. See you later.
This is Becca.
Ciao.
This is Dana. Make sure you tune in for the next episode. Bye.
This is Kylie. Bye-bye.
And this is Kylie Elizabeth. And this is Kylie Elizabeth. Thank you so much for listening. We love the support. Make sure you tune in for Potter Watch. It is our next episode. We will be recording it shortly. Please, 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 please listen in. We love you all.
Bye.